Terry, thank you so much for coming down and speaking with us about the return of Edmonton Folk Music Festival. It's back August 7th to 10th this year. Very exciting. I mean, I love the Folk Fest. Can you just give us some details about this year's festival, just an overall view?
Well, if you're used to going down, there's not that many changes, except 60% of the artists have never been there before. We're holding all the ticket prices and t-shirt prices. So, you know, for one place at one time, there's no inflation. So, you know, what you expect is a main stage, six side stages. There's food booths. There's lots for kids to do with a playground and all sorts of activities. There's Nihemowin that we bring in to educate people about First Nations. There's lots to do. It's a big community coming together. And the prices, I think, are reasonable considering the price of concert tickets these days.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the First Nations aspect. Why is that something that you feel is important to have at the festival?
I remember doing a show with the Chieftains, who are an Irish traditional band, and there was a fiddler, Martin Fay, and I went out with him, and he said, "How come there's no traditional music at Canadian folk festivals?" And I explained to him, "Yeah, we have, you know, we have Cape Breton, and we have, you know, the East Coast. We've got, you know, also, you know, all sorts of fiddlers." And he said, "Well, no, talking about Indigenous performers." And I went, "You know, he's dead right." So about 10 years ago, we started to make a commitment that we're going to really embrace that, and it's very encouraging to see the explosion of Indigenous artists that are coming through, not just in traditional Indigenous music, but as singer-songwriters like William Prince or Alyssa B, or, you know, we have Burnstick coming in this year. It's just, you know, it's great to see. Ace and Abby is opening the festival on Thursday night on the main stage, so I'm very encouraged by that.
Well, and you mentioned just a couple of the Indigenous artists coming, like Burnstick, Ace and Abby. Can you speak about the artists that are going to be here this year? Some really, really talented artists. And I mean, how do you say no to some? And I imagine it's hard to turn away some of these artists.
No, that's the bane of my existence, is that I have to say no probably 100 times for every time I say yes. And then everybody that's been to the festival, they usually want to come back as well. So mathematically, it gets more problematic every year. And, you know, they're great. So, you know, we look for the best. We look for the most exciting. We obviously have to balance the lineup, you know, whether it's men or women or people who've been there before or who haven't. And in terms of musical genres, we do a balance there. So there's blues and bluegrass and, you know, African music and, you know, blues, you know, whatever, all sorts of, you know, singer-songwriters. I think Rainbow Kitten Surprise are going to be a big hit with a younger generation. Stephen Wilson Jr. is an up-and-comer in the country scene, very intelligent, got a PhD, that's unusual, and he's going to be great. The Roots are very popular. And of course, we're finishing off with Mount Joy, who we had in 2018, but now they're a big band. They're playing the Saddle Dome in Calgary the night before, so we're delighted to welcome them back.
Well, absolutely incredible lineup this year. If you can check it out, I highly recommend just looking at some of the performers for this year's Folk Fest. And Terry, why is a festival like the Edmonton Folk Music Festival so important?
Well, first of all, we have so many of them, and you have to be a really good quality if you're going to survive these days. So there's plenty for people to do. I mean, our nickname is City of Festivals. Maybe if the Oilers win, we'll be City of Champions again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about community. One of the things we like, it's all ages. You know, children 11 and under are free, over 80 are free, volunteers are free, Cloverdale residents are free. We give away about 1,500 tickets to social service agencies. So, you know, we're not for profit, so we're not there to make a killing. We're there to make a living. And it's, you know, it's gotten a little bit better every year, so it's a pretty fine-tuned machine now. So you can just go down and enjoy it. There's no aggro, there's no no fighting, anything like that. And I think when you have all that different mix of different ages and different backgrounds, yeah, it's unique kind of to Canada when we have all these collaborative singer-songwriter sessions. Other countries aren't doing that. So if you haven't been there, give it a try. You'll wonder why it didn't come down all these years.
Can you touch on, you said you're not raising ticket prices, which a lot of places have to, really, in order to keep up, and a lot of festivals have closed in the last number of years. So can you just touch on being able to sustain what has made Folk Fest so successful over the years?
Well, I think the quality of the music, you know, some of the people we've had in the past, from, you know, Van Morrison to Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez and just all sorts of people, we've always put the music first. And our price has always been pretty reasonable. as I say, we're not there to make a big profit. We're not for profit. So I just think it's that feeling of community and people coming together. I think everybody wants to be involved in something that's bigger than themselves. You know, we've 2,800 volunteers. It's pretty staggering. But that's what keeps the ticket prices low. We don't have to pay for all that labor. Obviously, there's some costs involved in organizing it all. But that's the secret recipe for the success of our festival, I believe, is the volunteers.
And tickets are going on sale very soon, this weekend.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. And they can go fast. So I would be, you know, you can pre-register. So you can move through the system. It's all through Ticketmaster. So you can move through the system fairly quickly. Check our website at edmontonfolkfest.org. That's the best way to do it. I mean, I'm looking there tomorrow morning and you're looking at computers and all of a sudden, you know, at maybe at 11 o'clock, there aren't any weekend passes left. You know, so it can be really quick. Single tickets, they tend to take a while, but they're kind of a lot more expensive to go on a day-by-day basis. So the best deal is to get the weekend pass.
Well, you heard Terry, folks. If you want to go down to the Edmonton Folk Music Festival, get your tickets early because they will be going very, very quickly. Terry, thank you so much for coming down and doing this.
It's a great pleasure, Darrell. Thank you very much for the invitation.